7 o'clock in the evening, watching something stupid on TV. I'm zoned out on the sofa when my wife comes in the room and sees me. And she says, "Is this behind the music with Lynyrd Skynyrd?" And I say, "I don't know, say it's getting late, what you wanna do for dinner?" She says, "I kinda had a big lunch, so I'm not super hungry." I said, "Well, you know, baby, I'm not starving either, but I could eat." She says, "So what do you have in mind?" I said, "I don't know, what about you?" She says, "I don't care if you're hungry, let's eat." I said, "That's what we're gonna do. But first you gotta tell me what it is you're hungry for." And she says, "Let me think, what's left in our refrigerator?" I said, "Well, there's tuna, I know." She said, "That went bad a week ago." I said, "Is the chili okay?" She said, "You finished that yesterday." I hopped up and said, "I don't know, do you want to get something delivered?" She's like, "Why would I want to eat liver? I don't even like liver." I'm like, "No, I said delivered." She's like, "I heard you say liver." I'm like, "I should know what I said." She's like, "Whatever, I just don't want any liver." Well, I was gonna say something, but my cell phone started to ring. Now who could be calling me? Well, I checked my caller ID. It was just Cousin Larry calling for the third time today. My wife said, "Let it go to voicemail." I said, "Okay." Where were we? Oh, dinner, right. So what do you wanna do? She said, "Why don't you whip up something in the kitchen?" Yeah, I said, "Why don't you?" And then she says, "Baby, can't we just go out to dinner, please?" I says, "No." She says, "Yes." I says, "No." She says, "Yes." I says, "No." She says, "Yes." Oh, here's your keys. I step a little bit closer. Say, "Okay, where you wanna go?" She says, "How about the Ivy?" I said, "Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't feel like getting all dressed up and eating expensive food." She says, "Olive Garden." I say, "Nah, I'm not in the mood. And Burrito King would make me gassy, there's no doubt." She says, "Just forget about it." I said, "No, I swear I'm gonna take you out." Then I get an idea. I say, "I know what we'll do." She says, "What?" I say, "Yes." She says, "What?" I say, "We're going to the drive-thru." So we head out the front door, open the garage door, then I open the car doors, and we get in those car doors, put my key in the ignition, and then I turn it sideways, then we fasten our seatbelt as we pull out the driveway, then we drive to the drive-thru, heading up to the drive-thru, we're approaching the drive-thru, getting close to the drive-thru, almost there at the drive-thru, now we're here at the drive-thru, here in line at the drive-thru. Here we are in the drive-thru line, me and her. Cars in front of us, cars in back of us, all just waiting to order. There's some idiot in a Volvo with his brights on behind me. I lean out the window and scream, "Hey, what you trying to do, blind me?" My wife says, "Maybe we should park. We could just go eat inside." I said, "I'm wearing bunny slippers, so I ain't leaving this ride." Now a woman on a speaker box is saying, "Can I take your order, please?" I said, "Yes, indeed, you certainly can. We'd like 2 hamburgers with onions and cheese." Then my wife says, "Baby, hold on, I've changed my mind. I think I'm gonna have a chicken sandwich instead this time." I said, "You always get a cheeseburger." She says, "That's not what I'm hungry for." I put my head in my hands and scream, "I don't know who you are anymore." The voice on the speaker says, "I don't have all day." I said, "Then take our order and we'll be on our way. I wanna get a chicken sandwich and I want a cheeseburger too." She's like, "You want onions on that?" I'm like, "Yeah, I already said that I do. Plus we need curly fries, and don't you dare forget it. And 2 medium root beers, no, just 1, we'll split it." Then I said, "I'm guessing that you're probably not too bright. So read me back my order, let's make sure you got it right." She says, "1, you want a chicken sandwich? 2, you want a cheeseburger? 3, ordered a large root beer, said medium, not large. Then she says we're having a specialized super size two at no charge. Oh, oh. And that's all I could say was oh. And she says now there's something else that I really think you should know. You can have unlimited refills for just a quarter more. I say great, except we're in the drive-thru. So what would I want that for? But she says wait a minute, your voice sounds so familiar. Hey, is this Paul? And my wife is all like, no, that ain't Paul. Now tell me, who's this Paul? She says, oh, he's just some guy who goes to school with me. I sat behind him last year and I copied off of him in geometry. I said, I know a guy named Paul. He used to be my plumber. He was prematurely bald. Then he moved to Pittsburgh last summer. He also had bladder problems and a really bad infection on his toe. And she said, sister, please, you can stop right there. That's way more than I needed to know. And then we both were quiet, and things got real intense. And then she says, next window, please tell me $5.82. So we inched ahead in line, moving painfully slow. I got a little bored, so I turned on the radio.
From a place hidden deep within Las Vegas, on the 44th floor of the legendary Korean Taco Plant, situated discreetly next to dumpster number 3, a man is on a mission. A mission to bring music and comedy to the world. A mission to introduce the people behind the greatest acts in Las Vegas. A mission to bring you the news like you've never heard it before. A mission to be crazy! It's the Rockin' Comedy Show with your host, Crazy Jay! Along with the mind-blowing talent of his co-host, Paul the Spaz Spiraza, they bring you special guests, live music, crazy news, and I can't get behind that! Along with God only knows what else they'll come up with. And now, here's your host, Crazy Jay!
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. We are up here on the 44th floor in the Korean Taco Plant this week. Spaz, what an awesome show last week.
Oh, man, that was a great time. It was
lots of TNA.
too much TNA. Well, can there actually be too much TNA? No, I'm sorry.
When it comes to happy asshole, yes.
Oh, happy asshole. Back up.
Yes, sir. Happy asshole. Great show, though, and we'll be talking about that because a lot of cool things happened with that show.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of great things happened with that show. I'm pretty excited about, doing more shows like those.
Yeah. Well, that's the idea. Porn's supposed to get you excited.
Well, I mean, it's just that. Who doesn't like porn? You know, you could go. It was a circus. It was a circus, and honestly, that's why it's a billion-dollar industry.
Controlled chaos. That's what I like to call it.
Man, I mean, and the brothers that came out to that thing, that was killed me, dude. I was laughing my ass off the whole time with some of those boys that were out there.
We talked with one guy, Brandon Lee Harrington, who owns his own website and does his own movies.
He does his own movies. You can only think of the production factor that goes into these kinds of movies. The amateur porn industry is huge.
Yeah, I've seen really good amateur porn, and I've seen really, really bad, and the women that are in his videos, not so good.
Ugly women need love too, man, and that's why Brandon is out there.
Yeah, but
maybe he has a niche market.
He does. We do anywhere from 3,000 to 5,000 downloads a day, and with the way that the new website's set up, we're actually able to pinpoint what episodes people are listening to, and we couldn't do that before. Now we've got sort of an idea of what's going on, and that episode, 173, actually in one day downloaded 1,429, setting a record for us.
All right, that's awesome.
The most we've ever done for one particular show was like 900 downloads, and that was not even in a day, so that's pretty awesome. But it is the Rockin' Comedy Show. And, you know, you said last week that you've accepted the douchebaggery that people call you. But you were kind of tired of the douchebag song that we use for your theme song.
Oh, so you got me a new douchebag song.
Yeah, you volunteered.
Oh, great.
My vagina is 8 miles wide. Everybody can come inside. I don't know all the words to this song, but my vagina is 8 miles wide.
Wow. You know, see what happens when I go out there and put myself out there and I get ridiculed. But that is funny. It's a catchy tune.
It is very catchy.
My vagina is 8 miles wide.
And now everybody knows.
Now my vagina is 8 miles wide. Fantastic.
And unfortunately...
Well, where is Rebecca?
The train wreck is at the depot, apparently.
She never left the station.
Yeah, she had no idea we were taping a day early because we're on Sunset Thomas's TV show tomorrow.
It's a TV show. I thought it was a radio show.
No, it's a internet TV show.
An internet TV show.
So, yeah, we're going to be on it. We're her first guest.
Well, I wish I could be there, but it's my anniversary. And me and the missus, I'm going to go out there and see your show.
That's right. But right now, though, I was going to play this for her because when I was out in California over the weekend, I met a very funny lady through a friend of mine who writes very explicit songs. And actually, out of all the songs, this is the one I felt was the safest to play. But we could also use it for Rebecca's theme song. Tell me what you think.
Your breath's not good and you smell bad too, but I still want to get real close to you, because you got a lot of money.
Wow.
Right?
I mean, really, when you think of a song that really puts Rebecca out there and nails it to a T, that would be the one. Also, very catchy.
It is very catchy, and you know, I don't want to ruin it for her, so we'll save it for when she returns. But it's just as catchy as...
My vagina is 8 miles wide.
Oh, the comedy. The comedy.
Well, you know, you gotta subject yourself to it.
Yeah, I do. It was a great time.
Coming up on the show today, we've got comments. We haven't gotten to them because we didn't do them last week at the Erotic Heritage Museum, which is an awesome place. I mean,
honestly, I didn't even get to check out the joint. I heard there's a lot. There's upstairs. There's all kinds of different...
You seemed to make it to the stage and to the bar. That was the...
That was pretty much... I was working. I was working, so it's the stage and the bar. That's pretty much how it is.
So, we'll have comments. We've got a couple of requests that we're going to get to. Dan, the music man, has stricken again, I guess is the word to use, and has challenged me for a couple more songs, and we'll find out if it's going to be 10 for 10
this week. Rise to the challenge.
I do. It's been going on for a while between me and this guy, so we'll see. And then while I was out in California, I did an interview with two really good friends of mine that used to do the show in Cali all the time. Phoebe Carter, very funny lady, does great songs like PMS and Mountain Dew Me. And
Mountain Dew Me.
Mountain Dew Me.
That sounds like a catchy title, doesn't it?
It is. And also... Chris Valenti. We love Chris. He's the emotional wreck. He's perfect for the train wreck. So when he comes out in September, hopefully we can put the two of them together and get some...
Was he the actor guy? Is he an actor? Or is he
yeah, singer? He does. He does do some acting, and he also does some stand-up, and it's good stuff. While I was out there, Gooch was also performing at the Comedy Store, but... we see him free here in town. I didn't want to spend $20 to go see him. You know, that's... two beers there, you know, when beers are $7 in town. But he was out there. It was a good trip. We got a lot going on with the show. And let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll do comments and more right after this. Excellent.
Hi, this is Rebecca from the Rockin' Comedy Show. And if you're anything like me, you're always on the go. If you're planning a corporate event, working out, or getting the news ready for the Rockin' Comedy Show, whatever it is that keeps you moving, then all you have to do is try Zip Fizz. It's all natural. It's not like all those other energy drinks that leave you with that hard crash. Just put it in your water and you are ready to go. Plus, I like all the different flavors. You can try grape, you can try orange or lemon. From their powdered formula to the instant shot, it really works for people on the go who just need that extra 4 to 5 hour boost. Visit them at ZipFizz.com or wherever ZipFizz is sold.
Hey, this is Spaz from The Rockin' Comedy Show. If you have dreams of becoming a model or an actress, or you have a band or act that needs representation, you need to check out VegasTalents.com. Their staff of trained professionals will help steer your career in entertainment in the right direction. Being an entertainer myself, I understand how hard it is to make it on your own. Do yourself a favor and listen to your buddy Spaz. Don't do it by yourself. Have the right people talking for you, and they are at VegasTalents.com. Check it out.
This is Angie from The Rockin' Comedy Show. You need to see the Anthony Cools Experience, the number one hypnotist at Paris in Las Vegas.
Hi, this is Anthony Cools, star of the Anthony Cools Experience at Paris, Las Vegas. I just want to let you know I can't help but use my skills in the art of hypnotism for naughty purposes.
Hypnotizing nightly, must be 18 years or older. Call the box office for more information at 1-877-374-7469.
This is Spaz
and Crazy J of the Rockin' Comedy Show
telling you to go check out the Anthony Cools Experience, the number one hypnotist in Las Vegas. Check it out.
Hey, hi, this is Ava Devine, and you're listening to the RockinComedyShow.com.
When I was a baby back in 69, he threw me in the air, and that was fine. But he forgot to catch me, and that was bad. But I couldn't stay mad, 'cause he's my dad. He's a good provider, and he loves my mom. And his farts could kill the population of Guam. My dad, the best friend I ever had. He doesn't use maps, and that's not good. When he drives us, we always wind up in the hood. My dad. My dad. Well, he gave me a baseball one fine day. And in the backyard we would play, he said. Now I'm going to throw this as fast as I can. And that's when the internal bleeding began. And as I cried, he said, hey everyone, look, I've got a little wimpy girl for a son. Those days were fun. My dad, the best friend I ever had. He's a little hard to understand. His butt, and then he smells his hand. My dad. My dad. My dad. We all wish he was thinner. He talked to me about the birds and the bees by saying, well, you see, son, the thing goes into the hole. And time for dinner. My dad, he fixes things. It's what he loves the most, which is great. But now the VCR makes toast. It makes toast. My dad, he only has one hair, but he combs and mousses it frequently. And he'll murder us all once it's no longer there. My dad, the best friend I ever had. He belches too much and wears too much plaid, but as fathers go, he ain't that bad. My dad. My dad. My
from the album Bill's Family Fun Time, that's Bill Larkin with a song called Dad. I'd like to send that out to my dad, who's celebrating his 67th birthday this week.
every year. We'll eat a lot of broccoli and drink a lot of beer. You should be good and happy that there's someone you can eat. A million people every day are starving in the street. Your daddy's in the gutter with the wretched and the poor. Your mama's in the kitchen with a can of Cycle 4. There's garbage in the water and poison in the sky. I guess it won't be long before we're all gonna die. Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you! Well, what's the matter, little friend? You think this party is the best? Enjoy it while you can. We'll soon be blown to bits. The monkeys in the Pentagon are gonna cook our goose. The fingers on the button, all they need is an excuse. Don't take a bit of their genius to see. We'll all be crispy critters after World War III. There's nowhere you can run to, nowhere you can hide. When they drop the big one, we all get fried.
Come on, boys and girls, sing along, okay?
Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you! Wow! An Arab on the corner buying everything in sight. There's a mother in the ghetto with another mouth to feed. Seems that everywhere you look today there's misery and greed. I guess you know the earth is going to crash into the sun, but that's no reason why we shouldn't have a little fun. So if you think it's scary, if it's more than you can take, just blow out the candles and have a piece of cake. Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you! Wow!
Happy birthday, Dad. He's celebrating his 67th birthday. Weird Al Yankovic doing the happy birthday song. My dad, for the second time in his lifetime, is actually going to be seeing Weird Al in Idaho Falls on the 17th of September. So that ought to be interesting. Anyway, you are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I'm your host, Crazy J. Let's do one more for my dad.
Waiting, hoping,
mind that. We may have an appearance from Scott Scooter Deal.
Dude, I love that man.
He was like, I'd kind of like to do the show before Spaz takes off for like 2 years.
2 years. Well, it's just going to feel like that.
It is going to, but...
It's going to feel like that. I'm going to be in Nebraska, dude.
But we might have solved the problem. Thanks to
technology!
That's right. You'll be able to Skype into the show, and hopefully some of our listeners will start Skyping into the show. And, you know, then instead of leaving these awesome comments that they leave, we can now hear from you personally.
Yeah, we'll end up putting the number on the internet where you can say, okay, this is when the show is going to be taped. Please call in between this time, and we'll put you right in the air. You can hang out with us here.
That's right. So we're
on the 44th floor.
We're going to try it out when Spaz takes off and is bored out of his mind in Nebraska.
There's going to be plenty of that because, you know, I'll tell you right now, if you haven't heard me rant about Nebraska before, I'm the only pretty much Asian-looking person there.
Yeah, right. I wish Rebecca was here because, well, we didn't talk about it last week because we didn't really do our normal show. She actually went skydiving.
Did she now?
Well, I was away in Idaho. Yeah, she had video and everything. She was scared out of her mind. So we'll have to...
Really, it went really fast for me. I did it when I was 25.
Yeah,
I did it when I was 25. I was wearing a Gumby-looking jumpsuit, and I flew out of the airplane. It looks like Gumby was flying towards the earth. Fantastic. But enough about me, more about you.
Hey, let's do some comments.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, how about some music for the comments?
Sure, why not? Why don't you put some music on? Something soft, fast.
Yeah, that'd be cool. It's now time for comments.
Oh, wait, you want me to do it?
Well, you're the music man.
Oh, why, man? You put me on the spot like that, you know?
Put you on the spot. You're sitting in front of the keyboard.
You know, I'm at a loss, but give me half a second here. All right, comments.
Comments, comments, comments.
Comments!
Our first one, speaking of Scott Scooter Deal, comes from the Scooter himself. Wait, that music should have been played last week. The Scooter from Nevada writes, "Hey, Rockin' Comedy Show, congrats to Spaz on the 1 year anniversary. That is outstanding. Can't wait to get back in the studio with you crazy bastards. Keep it rockin', and we'll see you soon."
Wow, that was deep, Deal. I felt the love. I felt the love. But thank you. Thank you. It's been great being here a year.
We can probably cut it now.
Yeah.
I Am Boring from Iowa writes, "Guys, 171 was amazing. Great job."
He must like the boobs. And it's all about the boobs.
Well, 171 wasn't last week. That was the show with Mariah Boots. And
did she have nice boobs?
Ryan, you were here?
I was here. Yes.
Yeah, it's with Ryan White Maloney. Yeah, it was a good show.
Yeah, it was a good show.
You've been here the last couple weeks. You're confused.
I am confused, but I'm sure she had nice boobs.
From Delaware, a lot of vagina, right?
A lot of vagina. One of my favorite names.
RCS. Wow, wow, wow. 171 was awesome. The Mariah Boots is a talented young thing. Spaz, congrats for being around a year. Looking forward to hearing the next one. Either the next co-host or another.
Oh, yeah, the
year.
Next co-host, probably.
From California, Amanda Reckonwith writes, "Hey, guys, and train wreck. This show never seems to surprise me. 171 was fun, upbeat, and all of you were spot on. Spaz, glad you liked the show good enough to stick around."
Thanks. I appreciate it, and I'd like to give a special shout-out to Mad Mike.
You got to feel the love.
You know, for letting me have this coveted position of his.
Also from California, Anita Peter. I like that.
Anita
Peter. Like, I need a Peter.
I got it.
"Hey, Rockin' Comedy Show, the last few weeks have been just great. I have everyone listening in the office. 171 was so entertaining, but the best of show with Rusty Warren was so cool. Jay, you should be proud of this body of work. You are amazing. Great job. I had no idea how long you have been at this. And I didn't realize how long I'd been at it either until when I was in California hanging out with some old friends and they were telling other people the history of me doing the show. And I was like, wow, I really have done some cool stuff. Who's this guy?
I know. You've been at this a while, man.
I'm about ready to throw in the towel. No, I'm just kidding.
All right. Well, it's been fun. Thank you very much. No, good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Are you kidding? This show's the best it's ever been. I'm not giving up. I'm not giving up now.
We have a great team. We have a great team, and we're happy to be doing it.
And, I mean, even the people that you guys don't realize because they're not on the show, but, I mean, there's so many people helping us out. People like Iggy Magana who helps us out.
Right.
And, I mean, just the people that really want to help us get out there, people that are booking us in these events like the Erotic Heritage Museum. And we have people that support us, like Sunset Thomas absolutely loves our show. And she said the main reason she likes that is every time she does a show like Howard Stern or something like that, all they want to do is just talk about the guys that she's banged, how hot she is, and her tits and all that. And we let her come on and just have fun and sing and do games and stuff. So
and hang out. And her and Kent, I'll let you know. You know, when I came on this show a year ago, and honestly, I finally saw Sunset's boobs for the first time after a year. And it was – honestly, she's a sweetheart of a lady. She's a sweetheart of a lady, and – you know, she is good people. She really wants – when she came out to the charity race
and
with us,
she helped us out. And
she really helped
amazing.
Us out, and she really cares about the show. And I tip my hat to her. It takes me a while to – you know, I'm really quick to write off people.
Yeah.
I'm really quick. You know, I'm surprised I've been with you this long.
Well, yeah. Have your feelings changed about Disco Santa?
No, I'm still – I wrote him off as soon as I saw him. That's your damn fault. Please go check out that episode. Fantastic.
Better yet, just go to the video page of our website. Watch the video.
Oh, good Lord.
Because you got to see, you got to see when he laughs, you got to see his belly jiggle.
Just like Santa Claus in a wheelchair.
From Delaware, Crystal Clear Waters writes.
Crystal Clear Waters.
Waters. Hey, Rockin' Comedy Show. Just thought I would pop in, say I love the show, and when I get a chance to go to Vegas, Rebecca, and I will treat Vegas like our bitch.
That's great English. Where was he coming from again?
I think it's the way I read it. There's no comma. It should be, just thought I would pop in and say hi, love the show, and when I get a chance to go to Vegas, Rebecca and I will treat Vegas like our bitch.
Honestly, she would love to do that. We would love to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, hit us up. We'll show you around. We'll show you the good stuff. From Arizona, Dandy Lions writes, you guys are great. From Alabama, You Rich Hunt
writes, You Rich Cunt Hunt. You Rich Hunt.
You Rich Hunt. Hey, guys. The best of show was fun to hear how far back Jay's been doing the show. 171 was also fantastic. Can't wait to see what's next.
So is 171, you've been doing longer than 171 shows, but so, I mean, because you've been doing this many, many, many years.
Right. When I switched it over to Rockin' Comedy Show in 2004, that's, you know, even then I wasn't doing shows every week because I didn't have the plush studio that I have now, so it wasn't climate controlled where I was doing the show, so... Weather permitting, if it was extremely hot, I wasn't doing the show. If it was extremely cold, I wasn't doing the show. And there was just times, because I had done it so long, I just didn't feel like doing them.
Well, I mean, I'll let you know, it's a lot of work to make the show happen. Jay, he cuts the show up, he adds all the music in, so but it's a labor of love. One of these days, you should get paid for this, man. Paid.
What?
Paid to do this.
That's absurd.
That's crazy.
That's crazy talk.
That's crazy talk. Get paid to do this. Get paid to what you, and honestly, we ask everybody out there who does listen to the show, please sign up for our Facebook, and we want to get out there, and we really want to know what you guys want to talk about, and we'll bring it up on the show. We'd love to hear it.
Or soon you can Skype in.
Or Skype in and hang out with us, even if you're in town. Hey, guys are in town. It's a Wednesday. Hey, we'd love to see you. We'd love to, honestly, find out more about you. So please find us on Facebook and sign up for the Rockin' Comedy Show.
This next one is from North Carolina. It's my boy, my buddy, Dan the Music Man.
Dan the Music Man.
Getting a little arrogant this week.
You know what? He needs to put you in your place. I'm with Dan. I think you're getting a little bit too high on your horse here.
Yeah, you think so?
I think you're getting too high on your horse over here with all that, you know, stupid, silly, funny music that you listen to.
He writes, hey, it is Dan the Music Man. How about Mechanical Man by Bent Bolt and the Nuts? A few episodes back, someone requested it. You said you would play it, and you didn't. That leads me to believe you don't have it.
Yeah, biatch.
Will it be 8 of 9, or will you fail this time? Bam! I know you don't have it.
I'm a mechanical man. I was built in a factory.
When we're done with comments, I'll play the whole thing. So yes, Dan, the Music Man, it is 8 of 9.
You have a lot of spare time, dude. How do you know that? How do you find that?
I've been listening to Dr. Demento since 1984, and I have boxes and boxes of songs that he's given me over the years, and I still have them.
That's great. How is Dr. D doing?
He's doing great. Eat It While It's Red and Wet from Indiana writes.
Ooh, Eat It's Red and Wet. While It's Red and Wet.
Yeah. Jay Spaz. Nothing about Rebecca. Thank God.
Nothing about Rebecca.
Finally, one without
Rebecca's name in it. Great. See what happens when we do a show without the chick?
Eat It While It's Red and Wet writes, OMG, you lucky SOBs. Ava Devine and Sunset Thomas on your show at the same time. God, I wish I lived in Vegas.
Dude, I made him kiss.
I know.
I directed that.
Doing your little
perfectly.
Directorial. But, you know, that's not the first time you've directed a porn scene. Let's not forget the first time Ava was on the show.
Oh, Jesus.
With
Christ.
Your little song.
But I have a new song. My vagina is 8 miles wide.
My vagina is 8 miles wide.
Oh, the great things that
Everybody
come out.
Everybody can come inside. I don't know all the words to this song, but my vagina is 8 miles wide.
Musical genius. Musical genius.
From Ohio, Jerry Attrick writes, hey guys, the show's just kicking butt. The last few months have been great. Thank you, Jerry. And again from North Carolina, Dan the Music Man.
That's right, Dan. Stick it to him.
He wants his 8 of 9, or is it going to be 9 for 9? Here's a real tough one. Salmon Burke's Beautiful Brown Eyes. You mean this one?
The Beautiful Brown Eye? What is this?
Brown Eyes.
Oh, Brown Eyes. I'm sorry.
Not a funny song, but yet... 9 for 9, Dan the Music Man.
I saw plenty of Ava Devine's Brown Eye last week. Yeah. It was, and like I said,
pretty.
No, I mean, different. I mean, what can you say for a brown eye that's been pretty much stabbed and turned inside out?
Fallen out. 3 times.
Fallen out, stapled back together. So it's really not, it's really not the same now, is it?
It's not.
It's been through mutations.
From Rhode Island, Jim Hsu writes.
You probably could put a Jim Hsu up there.
Well, she's put lava lamps up there, and we've seen other things like that 6-foot-long... Jim Hsu writes, hey, how about a special Crazy 8 that goes with the theme of the show you'll be doing from the Erotic Place? Obviously, I did that last week, so... thank you, Jim, for the suggestion. I saw that last week and did it with the show. Milo Minute from Arkansas.
Milo Minute.
Yeah, like a mile minute.
Yes, I got it.
From Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Hello, Rockin' Comedy Show. How come when Spaz goes out of town, you never get Mad Mike to fill in? You guys are talking now, right? Yes, and I think I cleared it up that... he does no longer want to do radio. He's done with it. He will not be filling in. The door is open. He can come in and do a how-to. He can do whatever you'd like. But don't be sitting around waiting for it, because it's probably not going to happen. Montana From Montana, we have Robin DeCradle.
Robin DeCradle.
Jay. This is a good one, Spaz. This is all about me.
Of course.
Jay, are you single? I will be visiting Vegas in September and would like to take you to dinner and spend some time with you, and you can show me the sights.
Don't forget, he likes long walks in the park. And don't forget him the courtesy reach around. He loves that. That's his favorite.
Long walks on the strip. From California, Eileen left. She writes, "Hey, RCS, what's the theme for the big Halloween party this year?"
Yeah, what is the theme for the big Halloween party this year?
We are doing an Area 51 research facility. Zach and Rhonda working pretty hard there at the building of the UFO bar that's going to look like it's slammed into the side of the house. So
slammed into the side of the house.
Yeah.
So, I mean, honestly, after what I've seen Zach can do, what that dude can do with a saw, some nails, some duct tape, impressive.
From Nevada, Bart Ender.
Bart Ender. Bartender.
Bartender. Rockin' Comedy Show. The show at the Erotic Heritage Museum was amazing. You guys are just getting better and better. I can't wait to see what you guys have planned for the next live taping. Again, thanks for bringing two legends together in one room and giving me some unforgettable photos. So, obviously he was there. So, you're welcome.
Yeah, he probably had his penis in Eva Devine's mouth. I mean, at least he was one of those guys.
He could have been. Maybe he was that little dude that was kind of, you know, creepy.
You mean all of them?
No, the one specific one in the blue shirt.
Oh, the dude like, who was like legally blind but still there to see porn stars?
How can you be legally blind and see everything that's going on?
I don't know. He said, "Oh man, I can't see. I don't have my glasses. I'm legally blind." And I'm like, like, "But Daphne, you're here to see the porn stars."
It's like Daphne from Scooby Doo. I can't see anything without my glasses.
Yeah, and it was. But I'm serious. When that light reflected off that glass dildo, it was blinding.
I like it when Eva Devine texted and she was like, I want to do a sexual performance, and immediately all the curtains in the museum
get drawn,
get closed.
this is a closed performance with Miss Eva Devine.
There was no messing around,
man. But yeah, but there were, that was a hell of a show.
And it was good. I have to admit,
we've done a lot of shows, but as far as our public shows are concerned, anytime we do shows with porn stars,
that's what I mean. I mean, for our live events, that one was probably in the top three for sure. The go-kart race was by far the best.
Well, Rebecca worked her ass off on that go-kart race, yeah. And you know, we had a great team of people working on that, helping us to succeed for the arts and education.
Yeah. And I mean, we did awesome, and you know, that means the next time around it's going to be even better. Martin can hurt more people.
That bastard making bitches cry in the car because he plays too rough.
From Minnesota, Bob Frapples. That one's actually pretty good.
Bob Frapples.
Hey guys, who knew you could make adult stars tasteful? The last show was great, and you can tell Sunset Thomas truly loves your show. Nice job.
Yeah.
From New York, we have Carrie D. Coffin. Rockin' Comedy Crew, who is the mastermind behind the show or its collaboration? Because the shows have been better and better each week. Well, I'd like to say that we all, you know, we all have a part of that.
I'd say most of it's Jay, though. Most of it, he puts the show together. We are here. We all have our jobs that we do here. Rebecca does great PR work. I do a lot of the sound design stuff. But as far as the producing of the show, all that ball is in Jay's court.
But I obviously couldn't do it without you guys, because I was ready to quit before Mad Mike rolled around. So thank you guys all for, you know, pitching in and doing your thing.
Well, I mean, it takes a team. It takes a team, and it takes a village to make. And it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun when I love it when a plan comes together.
From Ohio, Donkey Balls writes. Donkey Balls. 171, fantastic. You guys have an amazing roster of talent. I'm sure if you did a live variety show in Vegas, it would be great. Or even take it on the road.
We need to talk to Anthony Cools about that. That'd be fun.
from Minnesota, Is He Coming?
Is He Coming?
Hey, Rockin' Comedy Show, been listening only for a few months and I love what I hear. The latest episode, 173, was Sunset and Ava was great. I wish I lived in Vegas so I could be a part of the fun.
Well, come on down. You know how to find us with the rockincomedyshow.com, or honestly, you can...
We're on the 44th floor of the Korean Taco Plant downtown.
Next to Dumpster 3.
That's right. Next to the shoe store where the trannies buy the shoes.
Don't forget the Korean taco truck that goes to and from, the tranny store to the Rockin' Comedy Show. Fantastic.
We need to get that Korean taco truck, and we need it parked at one of our vents. That would be really cool.
Dude, honestly, we can find it. We can find the Korean taco truck. Absolutely. Kobe tacos.
Absolutely. From Nevada, Oliver Closeoff writes, great job, guys. Keep it up.
Why, thank you, Oliver.
Slides it in and makes it tickle from Iowa, writes, RCS, last show from the museum was the best. The countdown and the songs had me rolling. Just enough porn to make it hot and make me want and wish I could be there.
Oh, you know what? We're going to have an event, around the same time that the AVNs happen. Get a couple porn stars, do the radio show taping, make it an exclusive rock and comedy show thing. Tell me what you think, people. Tell me what you think. I'm just throwing the ideas out there. Sounds like a good time.
From Kansas, I want to be Rebecca's wet dream, writes.
Oh, Jesus. I'm glad she's not here.
Rebecca, your laugh, your singing, your voice all makes me so wet. And by that, I mean jumping up. Let me finish. Your laugh, your singing. It took me all day to read this, not laugh. You got your laugh, your singing, your voice all makes me so wet. And by that, I mean jumping off a bridge into a lake. Kidding. I love you, girl. Amazing. Best thing to happen to the Rockin' Comedy Show since Jay got pubes.
Wow. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rebecca. We miss you, the show.
From California, Ryan O'Plasty writes.
Ryan O'Plasty.
Rockin' Comedy Show. Last show was Sunset Thomas and Ava was amazing. You have done so many live tapings this summer, but this has got to be in the top three. And I just said that.
Honestly, it was a great way to end the summer because now that school's starting again and la, 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 to get out there and to end it on a high note was great.
Well, you're not going to be here, but this Saturday, Rebecca and I will be hosting the listener party at Whiskey Dick's.
Oh, man, I'm going to miss that again. I love that place.
We'll talk about that coming up.
Yeah, you can call me from the... Oh, I'll be in Nebraska.
Summer Day from Nevada writes, the show at the museum seemed like you all had fun, especially Spaz. Of course.
My vagina is 8 miles wide. Yes, I did have a really good time.
That's because there was alcohol, people.
Alcohol. Hey, there's always alcohol here at the RCS.
Wayne King. Yeah. I wonder if he's
big fan. Big fan.
I wonder if he's related to Ben Wanking.
Ben Wanking,
who wrote in earlier in the weeks when Sparks was on the show. Wayne King from Kentucky writes, "Porn show was awesome."
Well, we hope to have more of those. You know what? It sells. Porn sells. I'm glad that people listen to it because they are rock stars or porn stars in their own right. They have their own followings. They have legions of fans. Ava Devine has some crazy ass fans out there.
Sex sells, people.
Sex sells. And when you get to take a picture with Ava Devine with your penis in her mouth, the line it just formed up.
And here's the thing, that didn't go over the air because that's one thing, when Ava was on the show before, it got a little intense and Spaz wasn't even co-hosting the show when she first came on. And every time it started to get a little tense, we did take a break. But, that's just because we didn't want to take the show down that avenue.
Yeah, this was done very tastefully. As tastefully as a porn show can be.
Grant you, it was all Ava Devine. Sunset Thomas wasn't doing that. She was having fun, but she wasn't doing that.
I saw more of Sunset Thomas than I really probably should have.
Kent doesn't mind.
Honestly, he doesn't, And the dude with the bikini tan line,
Oh, he's actually going to be on the TV show taping.
Well, you guys have fun with that.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Get all the details. I know that because it's the pilot, it's not going to be live, but the show will go live eventually. But we're going to have actual. We're actually going to be able to post stuff from the show so people can actually see it. But Daniel West from Georgia writes, "What happened to the celebrity prank calls? It's been a while. Can you do a few?"
Yeah, make that happen.
I have two ready to go. One of them is very funny. It's with Casey Kasem.
That's funny.
And they use air checks of him trying to put America's Top 40 together. So he calls a Chinese restaurant. And, you know, he's like, number five. And she's like, beef broccoli? It's just funny. So we'll have that one during... I still got to play the two songs for Dan Dan, the Music Man. And we'll do that during this next break.
Speaking of Casey Kasem, he had a rant that was on the internet.
Oh, for years.
For years, and that was huge.
And they put it to a song. They've done... Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't remember it, it was he was pissed off about something.
He got it... He did a dedication. Well, he came out of an upbeat song, and then he had a dedication that somebody wanted him to play a song for their dog that had just passed away. And he was like, "I come from an upbeat goddamn temple song to a dog fucking dying." Blah, and he's just freaking out.
He went off. It was like the last straw. That the dog dying song, that's it. I'm Casey fucking Kasem.
So he actually calls and he calls a Chinese restaurant, and it's brilliant. So we'll have that after... We'll do it in this set with the two songs for Dan Dan the Music Man. But our last comment is from Steve Whitman from Kansas. "Jay, quite the collection of songs you have. You have even impressed me with the stuff that Dan Dan the Music Man is trying to stump you with."
Even impressed Steve from where?
Kansas.
Well, Steve, I want to see what's in your damn collection. That's so impressive.
So I thought I would have some fun and stump you. This is an oldie, a sad song, a lonely man waiting to die on death row. It's called The Prisoner Song. There are several versions that this song has been done, and I'm looking for the original by a guy named Vernon, I believe. Well, Vernon what, Steve?
Yeah, how impressive can you be?
You can call me out and then not be able to tell me the name of the singer that you are looking for. Well, I'll tell you what it is. It's Vernon Delhard. The song is called The Prisoner Song. Here's a little taste.
You found the original? Jesus.
Hells yeah.
What shit do you have in that closet? Dude, my grandfather wouldn't even have something this old.
Oh, I wish I had someone to love me. Someone to call me that old.
That is from an original 78, my friend.
Original 70. Wow.
That's right. Steve Whitman.
Suck
from
it,
Kansas.
Steve.
Yeah. So I got three songs to play in this set before the commercial break.
You even impressed him, Jay.
Well, I think I even impressed you.
I'm always impressed. But then again, I'm easy to please.
Well, you really like the yodeling song. So.
That yodeling song was badass. That dude had talent. Talent.
So I'm gonna start with Mechanical Man for Dan Dan the Music Man, and then I'm gonna go into his other request. And then I'll even get to Steve's, and we'll even do the Casey Kasem prank call, and we'll be back right after all that.
I'm a mechanical man. I was built in a factory. My serial number is 08456713. I'm designed in the USA. Steve.
Bent Bolts and the Nuts with Mechanical Man. That one, of course, requested by Dan Dan, the Music Man of North Carolina, calling me out, not thinking I have it. There it is for you right there, buddy. Come on, challenge me. Let's keep this going. Why stop at 10? Don't you have it in ya? But you are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're going to throw another one out here that Dan Dan, the Music Man, didn't think I had. It's a fine classic number by Solomon Burke. It's called Beautiful Brown Eyes. Here it is for you now on the Rockin' Comedy Show. Burke here on the Rockin' Comedy Show with Beautiful Brown Eyes. You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. In our comments section, they did mention the fact it's been a long time since we've done some celebrity prank calls, so I've got one for you. Here's Casey Kasem. This one's
Hello?
So funny.
Hi, it's me, Casey.
Casey?
I'm Casey Kasem.
There's Chinese restaurant. You want to order something?
Yes.
What's your order?
I'm ready.
Yes, go ahead.
Three.
What number three?
Nine.
The number nine is husband or fire wife?
Sure.
What number?
Two.
You can tell me the what you order because I don't know what number you chose to me.
Four.
Yeah, number four, what you order?
Yes.
Okay, it's beef broccoli.
Okay, good. Want another one?
Yes.
Five.
So, number five, you want a chicken or pork?
Sure. Seven.
Number seven is chicken with garlic sauce.
Oh, no. Three.
Chicken or pork?
Okay, good.
Huh?
Now, on with the countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You got all that?
Okay. We got a number one is chicken or pork tau mei.
Good.
Number two is chicken or beef tau mei.
Okay.
Number three is mugu gai tan.
Okay. Okay, I got you.
Number four is pepper steak.
Sure.
Number five is roast pork or chicken with mixed vegetable.
Okay, good.
Number six would be broccoli.
Got you.
Seven, chicken with garlic salt.
Good.
Eight is baby shrimp with broccoli.
Yeah.
Nine is pork or chicken lo mein.
Okay.
11 is beef or shrimp lo mein. You heard that?
No. Say it again.
No, say it again. Casey Kasem with his first celebrity prank call here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. But right now, I believe this one's going to go out to Steve, who didn't think I had the Prisoner song by Vernon Delhart. Welcome. It's been a while. Well, it's been a year and a half since Chris has been on the show. He came on and he serenaded Angie the News Girl, who's now been replaced. You trauma.
Everyone can be replaced.
That's right. Except for me, because I'm the host of the show.
We're working on it.
But Phoebe Carter, the last appearance where you were actually in studio with us was 2006.
Oh, it was. Wait, 2006?
2006.
Yes.
Yeah. You've called in a couple of times,
yes.
And we've talked about spooky, sexy, and funny Valentine, and your I Can't Get Home for Christmas song.
Yes.
But it's been 2006 was your last in-studio appearance.
Well, that's crazy.
And you sang with Speech Impediment Man.
Oh, I did sing with Speech Impediment Man. I remember that. Thank you for bringing that up. That was awesome.
I don't remember what song it was, but... Oh, actually, I think it was spooky sexy.
It was spooky sexy, yeah. For sure, and I think I got really good background arrangements out of Speech Impediment Man.
But it was fun, and we got together this week because of Chris Valenti. I brought you guys together originally, and then this weekend he brought you and I back
together.
Yeah,
we met. We met on the Crazy J Show.
Yeah, back in the day.
Back in the 90s.
Dating service.
Yes.
I'm glad to see now it's worked. Welcome, Phoebe Valenti.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's the longest relationship I've ever had.
That's right. So how have you been?
I've been good. Busy and crazy and good.
Yeah. I think the last time we actually spoke on the phone, you had just gotten back from India.
Oh, that's right. It was very good in India, yeah. I spent a total of 10 weeks and 3 trips in India. But I haven't been back since. I did get to go to Japan since we last talked about India. So, and Japan was great. But I haven't been doing as much international travel lately.
Laying low?
Staying close to home. Places like Arizona.
And not Vegas.
Vegas. No, I wish I'm jonesing for Vegas, but last time I was in Vegas, I left a lot of my money behind.
Well, you know, if you go back, you could find it.
Don't say that to me. I am slot machine junkie.
See, that should be a song, slot machine junkie. Oh,
somebody write that down. Here, break out the iPhone.
Here at the Rock.
Moe's Notes. Put it in my Moe's Notes.
Here at the podcast.
Yes.
Here at the Rock and Comedy Show, we're a marketing genius.
We like I know.
To help people out as much as we can.
I started one about being in credit card debt up to my ass, but that one would be kind of the reason why, yes, the slot machine junkie song will end up being the...
Maybe you can combine them.
Explanation, yes.
But you also, you have an album out of some serious stuff, too.
Yes, and that's really what I've been doing. I spent the last couple of years recording non-comedy songs, and so my album, Charles Bridge, available on iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby, and everywhere you can buy digital music, is all serious songs. Serious.
And for those that don't, you know, really know who Phoebe is, all we have to say is the girl that sings the Mountain Dew song.
Mountain Dew me.
Because I'll get a request. I don't know her name, yeah. But the girl that does the Mountain Dew song.
Yay!
So.
Mountain Dew me.
They request the girl or the song?
They request Mountain Dew is really what they're looking for. Yeah. They're thirsty.
Yeah, they're, come on, your show's 3 hours.
They need a caffeine hit.
Yes. But so yeah, Charles Bridge is new. It's got some stuff on there. Actually, there's 2 songs on there that you've done on my show live like years ago.
Yes.
Freight Train.
I sang Freight Train on your show and Too Many Men, which in fact, the first time I sang Too Many Men was on your show. And I said, well, I don't have a comedy song, but I have this other song. And then as soon as I started playing it, everybody laughed.
Well, that's
and I was like, it's not a comedy.
Well,
that's,
well don't forget. Because,
but it was funny.
Because I believe the song, there's a line in there about being called by these guys.
Yes.
And every time you said call, I was playing like the phone ringing sound.
Yeah, you made it funny. Yeah, you have a talent for that.
Same with the Freight Train song. I put the train roll behind
it. Yeah.
And now we have Rebecca, who does the news on my show, and she is our resident train wreck. So,
oh, now,
so I'm sure she's going to find this song.
Oh, theme song opportunity. Yes.
So, obviously, while you're here, we want you to do a couple of songs for us.
Okay.
You know, your choice. You can do something from Charles Bridge if you'd like.
Oh.
Yeah. See, here at the Rock and Comedy Show, we're open to just more than funny stuff.
More than funny.
That's why we asked Chris to be here today.
Oh, no, he didn't.
I'm not the rockin' or the comedy. I'm the.
He's the. The.
Or the dot com.
Dot com.
The oh, dot.
Are we going to get royalty infringements on... Because I said .com. I didn't. I wasn't on pitch, so it doesn't really count.
And you didn't say. And you didn't say the whole name.
Yeah, exactly. So. I don't even. So much for marketing. I don't even know what that is. Actually. Oh, shh.
Yeah. Quiet down over there.
Gut.
So if we take a break, we'll set you up and you
okay.
can
awesome.
Do a song and then entertain us.
Yes.
Or try to.
Yes.
And we'll be back after this.
Identity, don't keep your business unprotected.
Do you drive a Magnum or a smart car? Practice safe advertising. Wrap it up.
Identity.
We have vehicle wraps starting as low as $4.99.
Say my name.
Identity. We have the hottest graphic designers standing by. Call us at 361-0032.
It's Kevin Burke from Defending the Caveman at Harrah's Hotel and Casino in fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada, and you are listening to the one and only Rockin' Comedy Show.
We'll get to Chris Valentino here in a minute. That's him clapping.
When you said my name.
Yeah, Chris Valentino.
Chris Valentino, woo!
But Phoebe Carter is here, and she's going to perform for us right now a lovely song.
A lovely song. It's a cry for help is what it is. All righty. All right, which one are we going to start with?
I don't know. I thought you were going to do something from Charles Bridge.
Should I do... I can only do Freight Train from Charles Bridge. Let me quickly think what's on Charles Bridge.
Too Many Men.
Oh, I could do Too Many Men.
We'll send that out to Rebecca.
I can do that one right now. Oh, wait. I might have to refresh my memory on that one. Huh. Let me do Mountain Dew Me first.
Okay, that's fine.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
And then we'll do Too Many Men. I love playing Too Many Men, though. I haven't done it in a while.
Oh, I thought you were going to say... That.
Oh, I love doing Too Many Men. Did I say I love doing Too Many Men?
No, I thought you were going to say I love playing with Too Many Men.
Love playing with Too Many Men.
She's thinking about it, yeah.
All right, so we'll do Mountain Dew Me. All right. I wonder if I need the pick. Yeah. Everybody's got a vice, but I'm such a goody two-shoes. Some say I'm way too nice. I never do drugs, smoke, or drink booze. So light it up, take a puff, have a dozen glasses of wine. 'Cause I found even better stuff that makes me feel divine. Bring me another Mountain Dew before I'm really, really pitchy to you. Oh, just give me some more of that green. No, not money. You know what I mean. I want that caffeine-loaded, sugar-coated. Makes me happy, never bloated. To the kids, always promoted. Neon green drink made by Pepsi. I had to sit up closer to the mic. When I say do me, I don't mean screw me. It's D-E-W to work its way right through me. Oh, give it to me and just put me in full throttle, 'cause my happiness comes from a can or a bottle. If you catch me in the morning, just fresh out of my bed, I give you this fair warning of the darkness in my head. Speaking won't come easy, and don't ask me to smile. If I have to, I'll crawl for it across the kitchen tile. Yes, I'm a true addict, but until there's MDA, my name is Phoebe, and I drink Mountain Dew all day. I'm miserable without it, it just sets my spirits free. I never need a doctor, 'cause I've got my own MD. Bring me another Mountain Dew before I'm really, really bitchy to you. Oh, just give me some more of that green. No, not marijuana, now I'm gonna get mean. I want that caffeine-loaded, sugar-coated, makes me happy, never bloated. To the kids, always promoted. Neon green drink made by Pepsi. My most romantic date, he didn't hesitate. He served me dinner right upon a shiny silver plate. Not a moment too late, after he had made me wait, I got a 2-liter bottle, and it made me feel so great. He tied it with a bow, now there's a man in the know. And just for him that night, I acted like a little hoe. Oh, oh. Bring me another Mountain Dew before I'm really, really bitchy to you. Oh, just give me some more of that green. Only one step leads me to serene. I want that caffeine-loaded, sugar-coated, makes me happy, never bloated, to the kids always promoted. Neon green drink made by Pepsi. Mountain Dew, it makes me think. So much more than just a drink. Please don't pour it down the sink. It's my fizzy liquid shrink. If you don't want to be the brunt, just give me what I want. Don't put me on the hunt, and I won't act like a... Oops. Just bring me another Mountain Dew before I'm really, really bitchy to you. Just give me some more of that green. Been hooked on this stuff since I was a teen. I want that caffeine-loaded, sugar-coated, makes me happy, never bloated, to the kids always promoted. Neon green drink made by Pepsi.
Yay!
Thank you! Fun to play.
I always enjoyed when you did that live, and I got to go up and give you the Mountain Dew bottle.
Yes, which I practically filleted on stage, but... Did she just say filleted? Yes.
Yes, you did.
The Mountain Dew.
And that is Phoebe Carter, and that's how funny comedy songs are done. Just like that.
Mama.
This is Angie from the Rockin' Comedy Show. You need to see the Anthony Cools Experience, the number one hypnotist at Paris in Las Vegas.
Hi, this is Anthony Cools, star of the Anthony Cools Experience at Paris, Las Vegas. I just want to let you know I can't help but use my skills in the art of hypnotism for naughty purposes.
Hypnotizing nightly, must be 18 years or older. Call the box office for more information at 1-877-374-7469.
This is Baz
and Crazy J of the Rockin' Comedy Show
telling you to go check out the Anthony Cools Experience, the number one hypnotist in Las Vegas. Check it out.
Hey friends, Crazy J here from the Rockin' Comedy Show. I'd like to tell you about the Las Vegas Volleyball Academy. They have youth classes twice a week for boys and girls from the ages of 10 to 18. But don't worry, they also have classes for adults as well. You can check out the Las Vegas Volleyball Academy located inside the YMCA in Centennial Hills. The number is 702-529-1090. You can get enrolled and also get details on prices. When you call, mention the Rockin' Comedy Show, and they'll waive the admission fee. Also visit www.lasvegasvba.com for even more details.
Hey, this is Rogan and Company. You're listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. Yeah! That's what I'm talking about.
It is the Rockin' Comedy Show, and we are here with Phoebe Carter. I'm Crazy J. Wasn't that weird when we were outside after Chris's show last night and that strange woman just came out of the doors and was like, you're fabulous. Just keep doing what you're
Who
doing.
Who was that? We meant to ask Chris. Did you ever ask Chris who
I
that
didn't
was?
Ask
we're
going
to have Okay, we'll ask him later. But yeah, this weird woman who came to see your show accosted. And, apparently is a huge fan of the J Meister over there and just oozed all over him.
And that's how I like him, 70 and disabled.
And oozing. I think there's a little drunkenness in there, too.
At this point, I'm like, Chris, I'll take him anyway. I can get him.
Oh, really? We're not getting any younger people for Chris's face right now.
Well, he's trying to figure out who the
I
woman
know.
Is.
I know. We're going to get him later. I'm like, that was my mom. Sorry, Miss Valenti. Sorry.
But she's like, you're fabulous. Just keep doing what you're doing. I'm like, and then she walked away and got in her car, and I lean.
We all were like,
and
yeah!
I lean over to Phoebe and go, who the fuck
like,
was that?
I don't
that?
Know. I was going to ask you.
She was all alone?
No, she had a boy man with her. Man.
A boy man. She had a boy man with her.
A boy toy, I mean man friend with her.
I don't know. Maybe it was her personal caregiver. I don't know.
It might have been.
She didn't say my name. She's like, yo, fabulous. Yo, superstar.
You know what? If she thinks you're that fabulous, she's probably listening right now. And then we're in trouble because she's going to be like, I thought you knew who I was.
No, we're just trying to figure out who she was.
If it's who I think it is, Pretty sir.
Oh, wait, she's the one that called you a celebrity. No, you're the... Yeah, she called him a celebrity pretty almost sir. The
if
way...
she knows who you are.
Oh, she was that really important Hollywood type.
Just be nice. Just be
big
nice.
Deals are coming, Jay. Big deals are coming.
It's about time. It's about time.
Did you get the license plate number like I told you?
Oh, I got it. I wrote it down. That electric scooter could only go so fast.
It was only in case she ended up stalking Jay. Now it's going to be all about Jay stalking the lady.
You guys see that bald Jewish guy who came last night? Bald there. I was like, Spielberg or something. What an idiot.
Yeah. He said he liked what you were doing or something.
I don't know.
Nobody likes this shit. That's why I know she's bullshitting.
Still paid the lady.
I should have went, am I being pranked?
I know. You're like, where are the kid and cameras? Kid and cameras? Hidden cameras.
We've had fun times over the years, Phoebe. You met Mandy Martin on my show.
Yes, I
recently.
Love Mandy.
She just kicked my ass finally at the pinball tournament that we've been talking about forever, where we were going to go head-to-head.
Yeah, you really thought you could challenge Mandy Martin?
You know what? I thought...
Oh, my God.
Honestly, I thought she was going to toy with me a little bit and just, you know...
Let you in.
Wait, but it was right out of the gate.
She clobbered
boom, boom, boom. I was like, there's no way I'm catching up.
She's like, take that.
Oh, and the one shot I did have of maybe getting an extra ball, Krista didn't even watch the whole tournament. And then comes up, Mandy drops the ball, and she goes, oh, no, wait, you have an extra ball, and it shot out of the machine. I could have had a chance. She wanted to see me get my ass kicked by Mandy Martin. It's fine. But it finally did happen, the pinball champion.
Aww,
so
that's awesome. Mandy's the best.
She is, and she's got the best laugh. I remember one show at the Cricket Bar. It was you and Bill Larkin and Chris Valenti, and she was there, and my mom was there, and it was like dueling laughs. Everybody had to stop because they would not stop laughing.
The Cricket Bar. Remember the Cricket Bar? I can't believe you just said the Cricket Bar.
Inside the Coconut Teaser.
The Coconut Teaser, which is now a restaurant.
Yeah.
Duh, that's dumb.
But that day that Bill Larkin played with that band that was playing upstairs, everybody that was watching the band, Came down to see what everybody was laughing about, because we had Jay London and Bill Larkin in there.
I think that might have been the first time I saw Jay London that close. I used to cross the street when I would see him, and then I couldn't really get away from him. No, he's funny. He's very funny. Famous now.
And it's the farmer's market.
Yeah.
It's there every Sunday.
I have to go buy some peaches.
you want to do another song?
Yeah, I have a love song, actually.
This is new.
Yeah, it's a new love song, and this is dedicated to the last love of my life.
I'm excited. Right,
here we go.
You finally wrote a song about me.
I did. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you'll decide afterwards if you think so. If I'm describing you accurately. Okay. Loving you makes me a lesbian. Since I'm in love with you, I must like girls. Loving you makes me a lesbian, 'cause you're such a big pussy.
Oh, you were singing about Chris. Nice, I like that.
It's a short and sweet.
It is.
Love message
right
out
to the
there.
Right to the point, mm-hmm. As most love songs should.
Like a Hallmark card.
Yeah, he was a great guy.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
I won't name any names.
You actually do another song about lady problems.
Oh, my God. Jay, you're going to make me do that song. It's not like I have PMS or anything. Are you requesting that I do that? Or are we going to do that later?
I just said you do it. I'd
do it. Do it once a month. That's gross.
Yeah.
Yes. Lady problems.
Would you like to do it?
I would love to do it.
Oh, that's nicely.
I've got the fuel for that one right about now. Yeah, I'll do it. Shall I do it now?
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right, let's do it. Ooh. Good enough.
It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. It's fine.
It's fine. Mine. My name is Phoebe Marie Carter, so my initials are PMC. But for a few days a month, well, if you really knew me, you'd think I had other initials, and you might even take a guess that I'm Phoebe Marie Satan, while I have PMS. Stop trying to help me, cause nothing will do. Stop trying to tell me that your love is true. I'll still treat you shitty till this thing is through, cause I have PMS. Just feed me some chocolate and greasy French fries. 1 minute I'm laughing, then tears fill my eyes. My stomach looks pregnant, it's so oversized, cause I have PMS. What's that? Oh no, a couple new zits. I'm throwing a few too many fits, and I've got the sorest and heaviest tits, cause I have PMS. My face, it looks just a little witchy. My attitude's just a little bitchy. My hmm's feeling a little itchy, cause I have PMS. They say it's been used as a murder defense. Some women don't get it, but mine is intense. Still others say it's complete nonsense, but there really is PMS. I'm hungry, I'm horny, I'm horribly hateful. Offer me a bite and I'll eat the whole plateful. If I isolate myself, the whole world would be grateful, while I have PMS, so I have PMS, yes, I have PMS.
Yay.
Yay.
Maybe we shouldn't applaud.
PMS is such a tough affliction. I apologize to every woman out there, but we know it's painful. Thank you, Jay, for letting me vent.
You're welcome. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with Phoebe right after this.
Hi, this is Rebecca from the Rockin' Comedy Show. And if you're anything like me, you're always on the go. If you're planning a corporate event, working out, or getting the news ready for the Rockin' Comedy Show, whatever it is that keeps you moving, then all you have to do is try ZipFizz. It's all natural. It's not like all those other energy drinks that leave you with that hard crash. Just put it in your water and you are ready to go. Plus, I like all the different flavors. You can try grape, you can try orange or lemon. From their powdered formula to the instant shot, it really works for people on the go who just need that extra 4 to 5 hour boost. Visit them at ZipFizz.com or wherever ZipFizz is sold.
Hey, Jace, where are we off to?
We're off to a place that's perfect for both of us, Mike.
Oh, yeah? Where's that?
Whiskey Dicks.
Oh, hell no.
No, seriously, Whiskey Dicks. They've got great food, awesome drinks, live entertainment.
What about karaoke?
Oh, they've got that too. Plus, they've got the screen so we can watch the best big games in town.
My God, you're right. This place looks pretty amazing.
Amazing. This place is freaking awesome. You should have your man card revoked, Doria. Come check out Whiskey Dicks. It's one of the hottest hot spots in Las Vegas. Come check it out. It's located on 2750 East Craig Road. We'll see you there.
It's Crazy Jay.
We were just having a little fun.
I thought it was toe tapping fun.
Oh, that's too much fun.
Damn, that was fun.
Fun, fun, fun.
Been a whole week now, don't you know? Waiting for the Crazy J Show. Some monkey business could lighten our load. A little laughter, a little glow. I know Jay has something in store. Come on, Jay, can you give us 8 more? Come on, Jay, don't make us wait. We just want our crazy eight. I've marked my calendar with the date. Here it is, folks. It's number 8. It's number 8. It's number 8. It's number 8. It's number 8.
Oh, yeah, it is time for number 8 on the Crazy 8 Countdown. And here it is. It's Ray Stevens.
Thank you.
tell you about Ahab, the Arab. She called the burning sand. He had emeralds and rubies just dripping off of him, and a ring on every finger of his hand. He wore a big old turban wrapped around his head and a scimitar by his side. And every evening, about midnight, he'd jump on his camel named Clyde and ride silently through the night to the Sultan's tent, where he would secretly meet up with Fatima of the Seven Veils, swinging his grade A number one U.S. choice, dancing the Sultan's whole harem. Cause him and her had a thing going, you know, and they'd been carrying on for some time now behind the Sultan's back. You could hear him talk to his camel as he rode out across the dunes. His voice would cut through the still night desert air, and he'd say, "Oh yeah." For stop, Clyde. Clyde say, which is camel for what the heck did he say anyway? Well, he brought that camel to a screeching halt in the rear of Fatima's tent. Jumped off Clyde, snuck around the corner, and into the tent he went. There he saw Fatima laying on a zebra skin rug with
beads on the fingers and bells.
Pomegranate, bowl of chitlin, two bananas, three Hershey bars, sipping on an RC Coca-Cola, listening to her transistor, watching the Grand Ole Opry on the tube, reading the Mad magazine, while she sung, "Does your chewing gum lose its flavor?" Yeah, Ahab walk up to her and he say, "Oh yeah." Let's twist again like we did last summer, baby. You know what I mean. Woo! She looked up at him from off the rug. Give him one of them sly looks. She said, that's a story about Ahab, the Arab, the Sheik of the burning sand. Ahab, the Arab, the swinging Sheik of the burning sand.
Crazy J can't count to number 10. He gets intros done for free by some of his friends. This is anything but Sonic Heaven. On the Crazy 8 countdown, this is number 7.
Well, number 7 on our countdown, I think, has only been number 1 time in the history of my show. And that was 3 years ago when I did a tribute to my mom, who passed away on August 7th, 3 years ago. So we just celebrated her 3rd anniversary. And this song, for some reason, used to make my mom laugh hysterically. And I never really found it to be that funny, except for the middle of the song when the guy comes on and he starts talking about the onion. So number 7 on our countdown is Susan Christie and her song called "I Love Onions." Miss you, Mom.
I don't like snails
Funyuns. I don't like shoes that pinch your toes or people who squirt you with a garden hose, but I love Funyuns.
So what? I'm still a rock star. I've got my rock moves, and I don't need you. And guess what? I'm having more fun. And now that we're done, I'm gonna show you tonight. I'm alright, I'm just fine, and you're a tool. So what? I am a rock star. I've got my rock moves, and I don't want you tonight. I kissed a girl, and I liked it. The taste of her cherry chapstick. I kissed a girl just to try it.
I hope my boyfriend don't mind it.
It felt so wrong, it felt so right. Don't mean I'm in love tonight. I kissed a girl and I liked it. I liked it. And I'd like to make myself believe that planet Earth turns slowly. It's hard to say that I'd rather stay awake when I'm asleep. Cause everything is never as it seems. Blame it on the goose, got you feeling loose. Blame it on the drone, got you in the zone. Blame it on the alcohol. Blame it on the alcohol. Blame it on the vodka, blame it on the Henny. Blame it on the blue tack, got you feeling dizzy. Blame it on the alcohol. Blame it on the alcohol. Shouties like a melody in my head that I can't keep out. Got me
always singing like na 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 every day. It's like my iPod stuck on replay, stuck on replay, stuck on replay, 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 a a a a. Baby, are you down, 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 down? Baby, are you down? I'm only gonna break, break your, break, break your heart. I'm only gonna break, break your, break, break your heart. I'm only gonna break, break your, break, break your heart. I'm only gonna break your heart. Don't stop, make it pop, DJ, blow my speakers up tonight. I'ma fight till we see the sunlight. Tick tock on the clock, but the polka don't stop. Yodel-o-lee, yodel-o-lee.
Polka face, polka face. Polka face, polka face.
Oh, no, you can't read my polka face. Talk about my polka face. Polka face.
Weird Al Yankovic coming in at number 6 with Polka Face here on the Crazy A Countdown. We're going to pause and get ready for part 2 of episode 174 of the Rockin' Comedy Show. Part 2 coming up next.